good evening. And Parshas Tetzave begins with a couple of psukim that relate to the lighting of the menorah in the Mishkan, something in the Beis HaMikdash. So you have to take Shemen Zayizoch, pure olive oil, halos ner tamim, to be able to light the daily lights in the opening psukim of the Parsha are the lights of the menorah in the Mishkan, and subsequently, of course, in the Beis HaMikdash. So we find the following statement in the Medrash in Shmos Rabbah, the Parsha Lamed Vav, Simon Gimel. The Medrash says the following. Commenting on this pasuk, again, has to do with Ner. The Medrash says, let's find the exact phraseology, yeah. It says, see how it is, Re'ei, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us, he says the following. Let's find the source. Okay. Just can't find the opening words here. Yeah. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, promises that if we will light the menorah's lights for him, so he'll allow us to benefit, so to speak, from his light. And the phrase that I want to get to is the following. It says, Re'ei hech divrei Torah me'irin la'odom. See how divrei Torah provide light for a person. B'shoah she'osek b'hem, when a person is involved in Torah. V'chol mi she'ena osek v'eni yodea hu nichshol. A person is not involved in Torah, so he's going to stumble. He doesn't have that light. Marshal mi she'omid b'afela, b'olahach motzev v'nichshol b'ab, and so on. Somebody who's in the dark, so he'll trip over in heaven, and so on. So too, somebody who doesn't have divrei Torah, so he'll trip over his averas. Motzev v'nichshol b'ab. Okay. Then the Medrash says, people are involved in Torah, so they have light all over. Someone who stands in the dark, but he's got a nair in his hand, so raw evivalonishal, he'll see the stone, he'll see the rock, and he won't stumble over it, he won't fall down and so on. Shenemar ner levaglid varecha, that Pasuk Tehillim Kuf Yutesh says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu's words are like a ner in our hands, right? And then the chain ner Hashem nishmas Adam, ner Hashem nishmas Adam. That's another pasuk in Mishlei. We'll see that pasuk in a second. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu yehi neri biyadcha v'nercha biyadi. My ner will be in your hands, right? My ner representing Torah will be in your hand. The ner cha, and your ner will be in my hands. The ezo ner saw Kadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean? Because Baruch Hu says, my ner will be in your hands. Zutara shenamar ki ner mitzvah sar or, right? The famous pasuk in Mishlei Parag Vav. Ner mitzvah sar or. Mahu ki ner mitzvah, ala komi shosa mitzvah, kilu madlik ner lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, mechaya nafsho. And who does a mitzvah, it's like he lights a ner to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when it says, my ner, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, my ner is in your hands, it means the very Torah, and the mitzvah is ner mitzvah Torah or. Okay? And also, he saves his life by so doing, because his very soul is considered a ner. Shenemar again, ner Hashem nishmas Adam. Ma Torah or elahavri poshav v'chad v'lu as mitzvah yetsa harsh b'soch omer malach olas as mitzvah mechasas v'chasecha atzir asochem dein levanecha, and so on. He has fight with the yetsa tov and yetsa ra, and the ner burns and shows in the right way, and so ner mitzvah Torah or. But the Medrash here, again, the beginning of Tetzaveh, refers to the person's neshama as the ner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ner Hashem nishmas Adam. It's interesting that the Vilna Gaon comments on that pasuk in Mishlei. It's Mishlei Perek Chav, pasuk Chav Zion, ner Hashem nishmas Adam. The Vilna Gaon comments in the parish on Mishlei, the old ner Hashem, ner is Rosh Tevis nefesh and ruach. And nishmas adam hi neshama. We know that the soul has different compartments, so to speak, or different aspects. There's the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama. So this pasuk near Hashem nishmas adam sort of encompasses all of it, right? That's the idea. So I wanted to use this medrash of the inner parsha Tetzaveh as a springboard to discuss a minig that's pretty well it's pretty widespread in Klal Yisrael, and that is the idea of having what's called a Ner Neshama, or in the Yiddish, a Yahrzeit lamp, a Yahrzeit candle that people light on occasion of having a Yahrzeit. Well, where does that exactly, does that minute come from? So first of all, again, you see from this Medrash in the beginning of our Seder Tetzaveh that somehow there's a connection between Ner and Torah, Ki Ner Mitzvah Torah Or, and there's also a connection between Ner of representing a person's Neshama. There's a Sefer called Matei Moshe, which is written by Talmud of the Maharshal, the Matei Moshe. The Matei Moshe writes not to do with the Yahrzeit candle. He's talking about Shabbos candles in Siman Tov Yud Dalad. Tov Yud Dalad. The Matei Moshe writes, he's talking about the meaning to have at least a minimum of two candles. Hadlakas Neres on Shabbos, we always have at least two candles. Some people light more than two candles. Some people light candles corresponding to how many children there are. Other people have other minhag, but at least two. And one of the traditional reasons, it's Keneged Zohar and Shomor. And he mentions that also. But then he mentions another thing. He says, Ode, Tom LeBez Neres, Keneged Bez Neshomos, Yesh Ha'odam B'Shabbos. A person on Shabbos has two neshamas. You have a neshama Yisrael, right? So you have two neshamas. You regular neshama, neshama Yisrael. What exactly does that mean? This is the Matei Moshe in Tzim Kuf, Tuf Yud Dalet. He says, Ha neshama nikras ner, and he quotes our posseks, Ner lukim, it's just a neshama, ner shem nishmas adam. So he says, two neres on Shabbos, because ner is so deeply connected to the neshama. So we have two neshamas on Shabbos, we have two neres, a minimum of two neres. Okay? And that will also, l'cheinos and gamke neres kruchim, people who's candles with the wicks are kind of interwound inside. Remez lebeiz neshamos hakruchim yachad begufa adam b'shabbos. So that's the idea. Again, stressing we've seen stressing the importance of the importance or the connection, the deepness of the connection between ner and neshama. Okay. Where do we see that there is a concept of lighting a Yahrzeit candle when somebody passes away, or on a Yahrzeit or something like that? So that is not, clearly is not mefurish in the Gemara. There's not no Gemara that I know of, a Mishnah Gemara, that says that on the Yahrzeit you're supposed to light a candle. If somebody dies, you light a candle. But
Shiva also,
we have a minhag to light a candle the whole week of Shiva. All that stuff is not mentioned in the Gemara. It's not explicitly. But there are actually a couple of Mishnayos, anyway, there are a couple of Mishnayos which make at least a passing reference to it without indicating that there's such a halacha, but apparently the notion of ner and having a ner when somebody dies is somehow does exist. The Mishnah in Brachas, for example, Nun Aleph Mabez, Mishnah in Brachas, Brachas Perek Ches, and Brachas, the Mishnah is talking about neros relating to Havdalah. And Havdalah candles. So the Mishnah says, it's Mishnah Vav of Parakhes, Ein Mevarchin, you can't on Moshe Shabbos make the Bar Merahesh, on the Havdalah, Lo al Ner v'lo b'samim shal goyim, V'lo al Ner v'lo al b'samim shal mesim. Okay, if you light a candle, a Chavar HaMeis, you can't use that candle as the Havdalah candle Moshe Shabbos. So it's a passing reference, not exactly a statement because they're telling us this. So because it was not done, it's not done. Bar Mitzvah, you have to have Hanoah. It was lit for your purpose and not for some other purpose. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah says. Again, in the particular din, so we can discuss another time, but at least it's a reference in a Mishnah to there is some notion of having a Ner L'chavar HaMeis. It doesn't mention Yahrzeit, doesn't mention the Shiva, but apparently there were Neros that people lit L'chavar HaMeis, and that is such a Ner is ineligible for Havdalah. That's the Mishnah in Brachas Parakhas, Mishnah Vav, it's Nun Aleph Mubez in the Gemara. There's also a Mishnah in Trumas, the end of Masechus Trumos, when Parak Yud Aleph of Masechus Trumos, the Mishnah discusses something called Shemen Sreifa. Shemen Sreifa is a term that some of us may remember from Bamim Adlikin, right? Bamim Adlikin also term Shemen Sreifa. So in Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Yud, Shemen Sreifa basically is Shemen of Truma that became Pame. Right, you're supposed to give a percentage of the crop to the Kohen, and the Truma shouldn't be Tomei, but sometimes the Truma becomes Tomei. So Shemen Truma is called Shemen Sreifa because what you have to do with it is you have to, it's also to eat, okay, but you have to burn it, so that's what's called Shemen Sreifa. So it says, regarding Shemen Sreifa in Perek Yud of Maseches Trumas, Mishnah Yud, there's a machlokis actually, whether you can light such Shemen, the Reisa Ovel or not, a Reisa Evel. Can you light a Reisa Evel? Machlokis, one opinion is Madlikim Reisa Mishta, below Reisa Evel, the Rabbi Yehuda, Yosef Omer Reisa Evel, below Reisa Mishta. Okay, and Yosef Meir Oser, Kamikan, Shun Matzah Kamikan, to a four-way machlokas. Again, the details are not critical for us right now, but the idea is, again, there is such a thing as Neros in Beis HaEvel. So that already is closer to Shiva. We have a reference. Again, it's not a Mishnah or a statement that you're supposed to do it, but apparently you had such a minug, or that there was some sort of practice at the Mishnah. So aware of that, to tell you can or you cannot use Shemen Sefer for this purpose. Those are the only two places that I'm familiar with that I came across, that there's even any reference to this in anywhere in Mishnah or in the Gemara. In the Pirkei d'Elazar, again from one of the Tanoim, Pirkei d'Elazar is in Perek Lamed Vav, and Pirkei d'Elazar says the following. This is a story that Avraham Avinu, when he was poking around somewhere, he was looking for the Maros Machpelah, he wasn't looking for the Maros Machpelah. It says how he found the Maros Machpelah. That's the
sheep that ran.
Exactly. So it says he was chasing after one of his animals, okay? Rots Lahavi Bakar. Baruch Lefan of Ben HaBakar. What is it? An animal ran away. The Nichnas, he was chasing the animal. And Lifnas, the Maros Machpelah, he came to the place which we know today is the Maros Machpelah. The Nichnas, that's where the animal went in. The Nichnas, Achron, Shom, Moshe, Avram Avinu, went after him there. Umotso, Shom, Adam, V'chava, Shochrim. He found, that's by our tradition, Adam and Chava were buried there. They were lying there. Alamitos, Yishenim, V'neros, Dolkin, Aleihem. Neros, though, there were Neros there. So again, some yachas, some connection between Neros and the Mishal of a person is deceased.
Was Shane going and lighting your site list?
Who was lighting it? Gosh, I don't know. A good call. Who was lighting him? But in any event, you do see this concept of the Shane was still alive then. It came back. Okay, but whatever it is, there were Neros. Again, you see the concept of Neros there too. We don't find in the Mishnah of the Gemara, again, you have these Midrashim, you have the those Mishnayos where it's referred to somewhat, shall we say, in passing. What we do find in terms of the din, we don't really even find it explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch. We do find Aruchan Gimel. Mishnah Berurah is good. We do find the following in the Shulchan Aruch. In Arachayim Siman Tav Reish Yud, in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, there we do find a reference to a practice to light candles. The Shulchan Aruch writes that on Yom Kippur, we light candles, aside from your regular, Yom Tov candles, in Siman Tav Reish Yud. See if Dalid, it says, Noagim B'chol Mokmo Harbos Neres Votei Knesios. Okay, they have extra candles in the shul, okay, and you wear nice garments, and there are more rites, I'm skipping a few words, that gam ner neshama le'aviv ule'imo shameso. On Yom Kippur, the Ramo and Hilchos Yom Kippurim brings the practice to light a candle in memory of a departed parent.
Any connection with the fact that we say Yisra on Yom Kippur?
Yeah, I think there'll be a big connection, we'll see, okay. We'll see in a second. But that's what Ramo writes. So there you find the halacha, a practice brought down, the Ramo mentions to light a yahrzeit candle on Yom Kippurim, le'aviv ule'imo shemesu.
Yeah, but that's not outside.
No, it's not a yard site. Not a yard site. It's a candle, right? It's a candle. I remember, I don't know if they do it here or not. I remember when I was a kid, he actually used to give me it was like shake me up a little bit on Yom Kippur. Many shuls, I guess, have like this. They have plaques, but here they just have the holes. They don't have actual, they do have bulbs there. They have bulbs, right? So when it's the month of the yard site, let's say now it's Adar, they'll put the turn on the bulbs. But I remember Kol Nidre night, all the bulbs were on. They still don't do it at him. Yeah, yeah.
They do it on every shop.
Oh, is that right?
Even the ones by the plaques that say
reserves. I know. It just used to hit me when I was a little kid. I still remember walking to Shul Lilium Kippur, Kol Nidre night, and all those lights were on. It was like everybody's yahrzeit, so to speak. It used to shake me up a little bit. But anyway, that's the Ramo.
So can be resolved.
Yeah, Kanachan Ador Neshe Shabbos. Yeah, but interesting. It's true. It's true. In Echanami. But what's the purpose of lighting a Ner Neshama on Yom Kippur? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, it's for kapora. As Yitzchak alluded to, the other notes that came in the Tafres Yud, in fact, point out that I think the Behaita mentions this, that the very name Yom HaKippurim in the plural, you know, we call it Yom Kippur. That's the slang. We call it Yom Kippur, you know. But it's never called Yom HaKippurim. The davening, we say, Vatitein Lashon HaKenes Yom HaKippurim Hazeh. Right, and in the bracha it's Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom HaKippurim. In the Torah it's always Yom HaKippurim. It's never called the Yom Kippur. We call it for short, but it's not the Yom HaKippurim in the Torah. So what's the Yom HaKippurim? Yom Kippur is right. It's the Day of Atonement. Why Yom HaKippurim in the plural? Day of Atonement. You know what's the plural? So some poskim write it's Kapor L'Chaim and Kapor L'Mason. Yom Kippur is a Day of Atonement for the living as well as for the dead. What's the pshat? The pshat seems to be that Yom Kippur is a Day of Atonement for all of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael includes all the people who ever were part of Klal Yisrael and the wild part of Klal Yisrael, as to why the nation need any Kapor Yom Kippur. So we have the Rasalarechik had to be printed in the Yom Kippur Master. But basically that the idea is that sometimes a person can do something, you know, and the bracha will be manifested generations later, or other rabbi, or forget the klala, the punishment, generations later, right? Sometimes a person, you know, is, something happened now, so pin back on what someone did or didn't do even generations earlier. It's a deeper concept than we have time to go into at the moment, but that's the idea of Yom HaKippurim. Says Kapor L'Chaim, Kapor L'Mason. You asked about Yizkor. The fact is that the original custom of Yizkor was Yom Kippur. The fact that we also say Yizkor on Shmini Atzeres and on Achron Shel Pesach and on the second day of Shul is that's a later institution. Matter of fact, I believe that among the Sardim, at least some Sardim, they don't say on all the Shalshar Gom, just Yom Kippur. The original meaning was Yom Kippur. But in any event, for our purposes, the Ramah here in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Yom Kippur, does mention a practice of lighting yahrzeit candles for, you know, for on Yom Kippur, or whatever you call it, but a candle for Yom Kippur. The
we light also every Yizkor, every
Yizkor. Right, we'll come to that shortly. The earliest source that I know of to mention the yahrzeit candle tak on a yahrzeit is in the Tshuva from the Maharshal. Shlomo Luria, the Maharshal, is a contemporary, more or less, of the Mechaber, so that the time. So the Yom Shel Shlomo, so the Maharshal writes in Tshuva Mem Vav. At the end of the Tshuva Mem Vav, he's talking about the following issue. He's talking about whether certain shlusim, certain din drabanan apply during ben hashmashas or not, and so on. The issue is, what can you do during the ben hashmashas time? If there's a mitzvah, if there's a torah gadol, a sheela, hodam in a parapakoma, arvin sham ben hashmashas, lo gozal hashlusim, kol hashlusim, come off, we say, but mitzvah kol o torah gadol. We know that ben hashmashas, for our purposes now, will define as a time in between sunset and when it gets dark. That the twilight zone, you know, that zone. So the question is, where do we treat that time? So we know again in Bamim Adlikin, right? So Ben Hashmashos, there are certain leniencies because it's not really Shabbos. It's, you know, we treat it as Shabbos, but is it really Shabbos? It hasn't gotten dark yet, right? So this is independent of the Machlokas. Well, you know how we define Shkia with our Ben Atam. It's a different issue. I mean, it relates, but it's a different issue. The point is that this is Ben Hashmashos time. So we're machmer on both ends of Shabbos to keep Ben Hashmashos as Shabbos. But there are leniencies, Ben Hashmashas, Friday night, to tell a goy to do malacha. Right, Amir al-Nachri. Generally speaking, on Shabbos, whatever I'm not allowed to do, I'm not allowed to tell a non-Jew to do for me. Right, that's called Amir al-Nachri, because it's a gezeirah d'rabbanan, even though the goy is not mechuyav to keep Shabbos, in fact, he shouldn't keep Shabbos, but I can't tell my goyish housekeeper or friend or whatever it is to go cook into this and there's a vacuum in my house and everything. So that's Amir L'Nachri, that's called Amir L'Nachri Shlusos on Shabbos. But Bein HaShmosho, since there's some sort of a suffix, so we can be Mekel. However, the Marshal wants to know, is that only if there's like a real good reason, a big tzorech or a mikvah? That's what he's discussing in this tshuva. So at the end of the tshuva, he mentions following, V'chein Shabbati Mizokein, I heard from a certain elder Talmud Chacham, don't say who it is, Shahora Lomar Legoy, the Arab Shabbos, Bein HaShmashos, Shayadlik Nerbe Beis HaKnesses, Shashab Shochach Lahadlik Mojom, Shuyom Shemesbo Oviv. A person in Shul had yahrzeit on Shabbos, and now it's interesting, in Shul. I guess the person, they lit the yahrzeit candle in Shul. So this person forgot. You know, a rushing Arab Shabbos comes running in, the winter time, so just made it. And he forgot to light the yahrzeit candle, had yahrzeit that Shabbos for his father, and forgot to light the candle. So, this zake that the Maharshal quotes, Paskin, that you can ask the guy to light the candle for you, Bein Hashmoshos, is this guy forgot to do a mojom, Kimo Shirigilin Lahadlik Bo Ner Bechol Eretz Ashkenaz. Maharshal quotes, this is the standard practice in Eretz Ashkenaz. Already in the days of the Maharshal, the minhag was on the book, so to speak, that people lit yahrzeit. Kopanim was in shul, but they did light yahrzeit candles. Batam, the reason why, can you tell a guy to do this? Batam, me'achar sheha'olam ha'olam mizharim bo ba'osam ne'er, since the minhag is that people are makdut to have such a thing, this yahrzeit candle, it's considered enough of a tzorech to be able to be makel on a mirah nachri bein hashmashos. Now, kain etira de ein chiluk bein tzorech gadol. We have to move flatly in zed. It's enough of a tzorech gadol. It's like a hefsid. People will be very upset. You know, emotionally, people get excited or they get perturbed if they forgot to light it and so on and so forth. So the Maharshal says we'll make it. So here we have a source already in Poskim that there is a practice to light a candle on the yard side. Some of the yard side, his particular case was about the Shabbos situation, but that's what's mentioned. This is brought down the Mogen Avraham.
It's like 1600, no?
Yeah, later, even a little bit earlier. I mean, late 1500, I think it's early. Okay?
There was never such a notion.
I could find in print. Again, other than those Ramazan, but I can't, you know, can't swear that it doesn't exist, but I don't think it's brought down in no one seems to quote it from Rishonim. In the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Reish Samach Aleph, Milchus Shabbos, Reish Samach Aleph. The Magen Avraham writes, Reish Samach Aleph, Sivkot Nvav, the topic is Adlakas Neiros on Shabbos, so that's the title of the Siman. And the Magen Avraham writes, V'chein Mutter Lomer La'akum, Bein Hashmoshos Lahadlik Ner B'Yom Shemes Ba'Aviv Me'achar Sha'olam Mizharim Bo Chashrin L'Ketzor Gadol. It quotes basically to Marashah. And it quotes at the beginning, Chasar Hashav B'Tshuvah. So the Magen Avraham brings this L'Halacha in Orachayim Siman Reish Samach Aleph Sivkotin Vod. So Magen Avraham brings it L'Halacha. So we pass in that way. In other words, you can tell it to a guy. But again, the Magen Avraham is not challenging the minig or the minig in Kalei Yisrael. And again, I stress there was enough of a minig to be considered a tzorech gadol to be mater the isser of the general isser of Amir Lanachri Shulis on Erev Shabbos al Kopanim Bein Hashmoshos. I guess if you forgot after that, then it's too late.
Somebody
you
forgot to turn to put on the candle for the Shabbos.
Yeah, I guess you could at that point. Or something else that's for real should be considered the Tzara Shambas. Just a second. Also, I just want to find one other point here. Yeah. The Pisrei Tshuva discusses the following. It's an interesting case. Again, with the details. It's an Eben Ezer. Eben Ezer soon pay tests in Sivkot and Beis. Soon pay tests Sivkot and Beis in the Pisrei Tshuva. The Chaver Paskins Mesa Isha B'Chaya Baal Chayav L'Kover Al Tav L'Chol Tzorech Hikvuros. So one of the dinim that Rachman Al-Tzan, somebody's wife died, so it's one of the obligations the husband has to the wife is to take care of the burial. And that includes also putting up the stone at the tombstone, the headstone. Okay, now the Pisrei Tshuva discusses, if the Tshuva is a Ramami Fano, he says the situation where somebody was trying to argue who has to pay for the Ner Tamid Beis HaKnesses. Okay, after all, it costs money, right? I mean, today it's laughable almost, how much is it? But at one time, they get candles, I guess, it wasn't so cheap. So the question is that also part of the, is that also part of the requirement? Is that also part of the, there was some situation, Shatan owed Ruben al Chosna, Shiamid lo Tomer Beis HaKnesses, Bifra Mishomer Kaddish Bad Ishto. Nearest Yafa Hashi Chosna, Sheeno Chai of Klum, Shadlokas Amer, Afil Lebain Alaad, Eno Leminag Ba'alma. The Harvey Shein Madlikin Elamaat Beis HaTfilo. The Pisrei Tshuva is kind of tinkering. Is it a widespread minhag? Is it something you can impose that the part of the chiyuv relating to kvura and taking care of the matzeva is also to have the candles burning? So the Pesukei Teruva implies that it's not somehow such a, I don't know if he's disagreeing with that Marshal. Marshal calls it a Tzorach Gadol, but the Pesukei Teruva, he says it's, that's the minhag b'chol Eretz Ashkenaz, but the Pesukei Teruva is also Ashkenazi. Apparently he's not quite as convinced as to the significance or as to the long-term significance, you know, whether the depth of the significance. I don't know if it's necessarily Stira, but Pesukei Teruva mentions it. Because Sam Sofer in the Teruva also talks about it. Sam Sofer and Evan Ezer in Simon Chav Zayin, he writes, he says, Lefiyah Sosov, that Lukas talks about Lukas near Beis HaKnesses. He says, that's one minig. Aval, had Lukas becheder achad b'nishmasu shal Adam, v'afil lahadlik al tzion shebekvaro, lo yadati mitzvah rabba b'zeh. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, you can come to a lot of places, even a little metal box is going to open up by many, many regular, you know, not only by the big rebbes and by the by regular tombs. First of all, everything's different. The way it's flat, it's not standing up like we have here. And they have many often, like a little door or a little, you've seen it, right? A little area that you can light. So the Chassam Sofer writes over here, lo yadati mitzvah rabba b'zeh. I don't think it's necessarily, the greatest or such a, you know, well, mitzvah rabba. Although he does mention, he quotes in the Tshuvah Maral Bach, who writes that somehow they would light candles, al tzion kever Shmuel Hanavi. We know where that is, right outside of Ramot. Right, so, assuming they're still at the same place, the Arabs call it Nebi Samuel, you know, right up the end of Ramot, right? So he talks about that, and he said it's a mitzvah, and it's, I don't know, but he mentions better to give stokah, that's what he's talking about. But in any event, he also doesn't seem to say that it's a, you know, that's what we call a mitzvah rabba. Although, the Chassam Sofer himself, in a different shuvah, Shal Sushuvah, Chassam Sofer HaChadoshos, in Simon Samaches, does mention this practice of, of lighting candles, on the Yom HaDehilula. Yom HaDehilula is the yard site. So he mentions, Afkamzos Kibla Alem, Lahadlik, Bechol, Shana Vishana, Beosa Yom, Ner Nishama, Latika Nishmoso, Nishem Zayas Dafka, Ulahamida Bechle Zuchukis, to put it through a glass thing, the Oamisa, lift down on a codice and so on, whatever. So he mentions, this practice as well. Even though, it was back to our Pesach, Shem Zayas, I don't know. But that's the Sam Sofer quotes. Again, well, I'm just showing you how this practice does appear in the, in the writings of the Achronim. The Yehuda Asad also writes it's only a minig, and he says because it says Elokim Nishmas Adam, the less they shu mitzvah v'lo chiyuv. It's not a mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv. Okay, although we'll see in a second. I'll read from the Geshur Chaim. He refers to a certain Gemara, which may be a source for it. He quotes the fact that it's in Hilkos Yom Kippurim. It's a matter of covered, because fire, light is mechabru urim kabdu Hashem and so on. Avu yom ayart right loma tino la makom gam b'sar machronim kfi miut b'kiyosi. Now, he writes, according to my limited bikis, okay, some of us would like to have his limited bikis, but based on my limited bikis, on the day of the yard site, we know about Yom Kippur, and some we don't know anything about the day of the yard site. Rak min haga shenagu b'kach. It's a minig that people have. In fact, I found in the Sefer Yosef Ometz, which is a collection of minhagim in Frankfurt, it's early, early writing. Okay, this is written in, again, in the 1600s. So, in the Minhagim of Frankfurt, it says in the Sefer Yosef Ometz, Haminek b'ner shemadlikim b'cheder shemeth vodem kol shiva, having a light in all shiva, b'chein haminek shemadlikim ner achas shiva b'es ha-knes ad tom achar asachodesh kol yom echol laila. These Minhagim, he says, lo matzasi b'shum makom v'afilo b'sifre ha-basur ha-yituva. I don't find this in any form, even the later writings. The gam shamati shiva eretz Italia ein minek b'ner tamid. Okay, the minek in Italy is not like that. Just during Tzilas HaTzibur. Anyway, nonetheless, after we say in Lozman Nishu, you have a saying in Ochinezra, it's Ashkenaz, Achein Lahader, Harach, or Adiv Mes, Mishav Nishu, Enam Asim Lachabu, Zayin Chiyuv. To go overboard, not such a Chiyuv. So we see again in the writings of the early Achronim, where this Mio, the Marshal says, there's a widespread minute, Yosef Oman said, well, maybe not in Italy, the Chassam Sofer doesn't call it a Mitzvah Rabba, and the Maria Asad doesn't think it's a big Mitzvah, it's just a minig. Nonetheless, it's certainly, as I say, it is a minhag. So I want to read from the Sefer Geshur HaChaim, which is a contemporary, 20th century Sefer, Rabbi Yechiel Michel Tukhachinsky, Rabbi Yerushalayim, in Perek Chof, in Os Aleph Ner Neshama, he writes, Noagin Lahadlik Ner Le'ilah Neshama Vayis Niftasham, V'dolek Mishas Tirad Kos HaShiva. That's one. There's a minute to light a big candle from the time the person dies until the end of the Shiva. Okay, the Yesh Mekashrin, that's the Yudhi Allah mentions this, and I read before my Rebbe. So the Yesh Mekashrin is also Hadahar Rebbe Ner Yehid Dolak from Komo. There's a Gemara in Ksubas Kuf Gimel and Aleph. There's a Sugi at the end of Ksubas called Ashkan for the Rebbe, which has details about how the days leading up to and immediately following the death of Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. What happened? Ashkan for the Rebbe, the beginning of the last part of Ksubas. So on Kuf Gimel Beis there it says that Rebbe's commanded after he dies, Ner Yehid Dolak from Komo. He wanted a candle in his place. So some connect that, you know, that maybe that's a mucker in the Gemara, you know, for this practice. The Rotsi Shemer Becheder Shabbat Niftar, if possible, the candle should be in the room where the person died. But I feel as Niftar Mokalak and Gomrei Scholim, but even if he died somewhere else, in a hospital, if I know again, Lahadik Neighbor Bayesha Darsham, you light the candle where the person lives, the EF Shabbat Bayesha Darba Madlikim Mokal Shavelim Yoshim, all you do with the people sit Shiva. The practice today, they think the candle is in the place that they saw the people are sitting Shiva. It's interesting, I once saw, I looked a little bit, I couldn't find it, but I think I'll be able to find it. I've seen it in print. The following, I've mentioned this I think even once in the past. If we assume that the Nair kind of connects to the Neshama of the person, as we've posited here, so in a certain sense, the Nair represents the Neshama of the person in the house. The Dafka lighted in the house where the person lived, even in the room where the person died. And I once saw this to explain the following. The Chazal tell us, based on Psukim, that after a person dies, the neshama is in a state of confusion. I mean, after all, your neshama has been part of his body for the last X number of years. All of a sudden, it's torn out from the body, so the neshama is confused. The neshama flutters around, you know, in the literal sense. They call it the kafakel. It's like a slingshot, you know, flying all over. What do you do? Where do I go now? What do I do? So, what does the neshama do? The neshama kind of hangs around in the place where it's most familiar, near the body. Right? Or in his home. That's what the neshama is. And therefore, in a certain sense, and in a strange sense, the neshama witnesses, so to speak, his own levi, and their dinim. That's one of the makaras for the dinim, that we don't permit the body to be cut up, you know, unless it's a medical need, emergency, but generally we're against autopsies, because, you know, the neshama, you're a sit, right? It's disconcerting, so to speak. Not only that, but there's another din. In many Batei Avel, they have, and the people are sitting shiva, so they have behind where they're sitting, the shul, a plaque or a placard or some paper that says the Hamokom Yenachem, it's printed there. So many times it says Hamokom Yenachem, and that'll say, if you're addressing one male, you say Oscha. If you're addressing a female, you say Oscha. Addressing a group of people, it's Eschem. And I'm not saying it's wrong, but many poskim say you should say Eschem no matter what. Even if only one person. Why? Because you're also addressing the Niftar. The Neshama is there. So you say Eschem, even to the even to only one person sitting Shiva. So all this is connected. Yeah, right. Did you get a minute? Yeah. Right, just to, right. That's a fact. That's what they did when the Meir Simcha, in the beginning of the Meshech Chochma, has a few pages about his life. So he died. I guess no, but when he died in the hospital, they brought the body somewhere in the city, and they sent the body back to Davinsk, and there was no family there to sit. He only had one child, something, one daughter, but she, I guess she wasn't there. Maybe she died early, I don't know exactly. But so it says that the Ragachava was still alive. The Ragachava was the other Rav, and the two Rabban in Davinsk. Imagine the Meshach, Davinsk, I think, was the size of West Angle Avenue. I mean, it's, and you had, yeah, the Meshach Chochman and the Ragachava in the same city. It's remarkable. But, so the Ragachava was still alive, and the Ragachava was head of the Chassidic community of the town, and the Simcha of the Lithuanian community. So they say, they write in the Agdama to the Meshach Chochman, the Ragachava positive 10 people, he got him in, so there was a Kaddish and so on and so forth. That's probably the din, yeah. Anyway, so getting back to the Geshe Chaim, so he writes this practice, and he writes, so Mahadrin near the Shemin Zayis, to Shemin Zayis, okay? But in ain't Shem, this writes the Geshe Chaim, in ain't Shem, Ela near Chasmali, so Madlik in Chasmali, they all you have is electric lights, he's an electric light. Haner Mesamelos Keshe Neshom Eim Agviya, the Ner represents the connection between the Shem and the body, just like the wick, you know, and that's what he speaks about, okay? The Chibur, the Guf, and the Neshom, and that's why we have candles at many significant occasions. I mean, by, you know, but he mentions by Nisuin. Right? The minig is in very many places, the father and the mother, when they walk down the chosna kala, they hold candles, candles, you know. And the yantar, of course, we have candles. Then he speaks a little about the goofy, quotes the pasuk Mirashem Nishmas Adam. He writes that, you know, from the Sifra Mekubalim, you know, there's an Indian of the Mava Yabuk, he quotes on higher up, affected by candles, what exactly he means. Anyway, so that's how the Gesha Chaim writes. Now, that's over there in Perek Chof, the Mavesa Adol. Rehudu, you said in Perek Lamed Aleph, when he talks about Yizkor, he writes, B'dalet HaMoadim. This is in Perek Beis of Perek Lamed Aleph, you know, section Beis, Os Hei, B'dalet HaMoadim, Shemaskirin on Nishomas B'tzuas Yizkor, Noagin Lahadlik Neiris Le'in, Lishmas Akrov, Shemaskirin, Lishmas Le'in. The Noagin Lahadlik HaNer, Shaskar, and Leis HaKnesses, Umekevins Ovid HaKnesses, Matirin Adlik, Abushos HaChag, and Pesach, Shulis Shemina, it says, Gam B'yom HaFilad HaYisrael. Okay, and the issue that he's referring to here is as follows. You know, when there's an interesting question. We know you're allowed to light candles on. We know you're allowed to light candles on Yom Tov. Yeah. Okay, but you have to light it from already lit candle. That's your dua. But what do you do? So I understand that, but you're only allowed to light candles on Yom Tov for Yom Tov needs. All right, so cooking, you need lights at the table, lift. You're not allowed to stop light candles for no reason on Yom Tov, even if it's not from a, you're not striking a new match. They're Shabbat Tolerant, right? You're not allowed to do that. Not allowed to wasteful purposes. You're not allowed to light on Yom Tov. So the question is as follows. What about the Yahrzeit candle? So when it's, Erev Yom Kippur, let's say, is not a problem, because you light it before Yom Kippur, before you leave for Kol Nidreis, and you light it, no problem. Shmini Atzeres is also not a problem, because Shmini Atzeres is, Hashanah Rabbah is Chol HaMoed, it's a weekday. I mean, it's Chol HaMoed, but I mean, you're allowed to light a candle, not a problem. But what do we do in outside of Eretz Yisrael, Achron Shel Pesach, or the second day of Shavuos, when we say Yizkor? You're going to light a candle, but first of all, can you light it about, you know, it's Yom Tov, day one of Yom Tov. So first of all, I'm not allowed to do anything on day one of Yom Tov for the sake of day two of Yom Tov. That you're not allowed to do. Right? And second of all, even if you wait till after Meir to come home and it's already the second, it's already Achron Shel Pesach, it's already Sheni Shel Shavuos, but you really need this candle? So, before I answer the question, I'm going to read in the Shavuos of Rav Moshe Sternberg, in Shavuos on Hagos, in Simon Shin Ayin Tez. So he mentioned this minute, as an aside, I'm just mentioning to you, he mentions over here, Nogu lahadlik ner b'yartzev yesh hidem yuchad lahadlik b'nei shem zayis shavat shagach nog agon akadosh adem v'satmez, that's all fine. He quotes that Shuv Nechsam Sofa that I mentioned before. Okay. V'yesh matirin lahadlik ner neshama b'yantav t'choshet tzorech l'kiyam aminag. That's enough of a tzorech. We'll see him in Shabur inside in a second. Now he writes, he heard that the base hagrosa talona lahadlik neros b'yartzev by a yartzev, the gaon's practice is not to do it. I don't know if to find out whether the briskers do it. It wouldn't stun me that they didn't, but apparently the practice among in the gaon, the base halav, was not to do it. But anyway, he says mokam acher b'yartzev ikar she yartzev l'mala pala b'vias hashemesh. He said the sun, the yartzev takes effect when the sun sets. So the best thing to do it is right by shkia. So what do you do when it comes to yantiv? So here we find the following. The Shabur discusses this in our Chaim Sin Tav Kuf Yud Dalad, that's Hilchos Yantiv, Tav Kuf Yud Dalad. In Sif Hey, we have the following statement in the Mechaber. Tav Kuf Yud Dalad, Sif Hey. Mechaber writes, Ner Shel Batala, I talked about them as well, a Ner which is basically, you know, useless. The Hainu She'ein Tzorech Lo, right, you don't particularly need it, okay? So that is also Vahadlika, not a lot of light on Yantiv. Then he writes, I was on Beis HaKnesses, Lo Choser Shabbat Tol. Of course, if it's in the shul, so, you know, the more lights there are in the shul, again, I don't know if we'd say this today, the electric lights, but the more lights there are in the shul, so the more covered it is, and so on. Okay? Umutal Adliko on the shul, Afilo Biyamtav Sheni Achar Mincha. You're allowed to light candles in the shul, even after Mincha, the first day of Yantav, going into the second day of Yantav. The Ein Mizem Mishum Mechen Lachol. That's not called preparing for the, you know, for the next day. I'm sorry, here's the one I can't. No, it's Yantav Sheni. It's not. It was even worse. It's not called preparing for chol. Sorry about lachos. A yesh mitzvah lo sashah. At least there's some kind of mitzvah in mekayim right there. That's in the Shulchan Aruch and some tafkuf yudalad sif hey. The Mishnah Brura here in the Bir Halacha. Okay, in the Bir Halacha. Yeah. So first of all, he talks about people who don't want to sleep without a candle, nervous and so on. He says, the da'od, the ner shal yartzeit, Mishnah Berurah writes, the bir halacha, we didn't ask on ner shal batola, ner shal yartzeit, im lo hidliku be'erev yontet, yadli keno akopona becheder sha'ochlin bo, the mosif ora becheder. He says, the best place to light it is in a place where you can take a benefit from it. In other words, he says, if you have to light it on yontif, which, you know, again, Shmini Atzeret is not a problem, Kippur is not a problem, but the other two times, Achon Shal Pesach and Second of Shavuos is, right? So you should light it in a place where you're going to benefit from it. Better to light it in the room where you're eating, that's what he says, or Yosir Tov Shal Kenavis HaKnesset, light it in Shul. I don't think that would apply today, because we don't have candles there, we have just electric lights. Okay? V'yetzeh mechashash near Shabbatola, and you'll get out of the chashash near Shabbatola. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, u'b'shas hatchanek, after the Yesh Lahat b'chol gavni. But if you can't, or whatever the reason, you can be makel anyway. Why? To have ke'ein ner shol mitzvah shehu lechod avosov. Ke'ein is bor, but shu is k'sav sofer. He says, you didn't, and you, the only place you can light it is a room we don't particularly need it. I know my house is light in the kitchen, so there's more light to the kitchen. We always leave the electric lights on the kitchen, or too much. So, you know. But the Mishnah Berurah recommends the chatchila to try and light the candle in a room where you're going to benefit from the light. And if that's not possible, he said it's okay anyway, because it's ke'ein ner shel mitzvah. I guess it goes back to this discussion on the Achronim, and again, according to the Maharshal's phraseology, he said it's a big enough mitzvah to be matir, amil, and nachri, shos, ben ha-shmosho, so I would say that Mishnah Berurah is right. It's ner, you know, it's ke'ein ner shel mitzvah. The other Achronim that we mentioned weren't so convinced that it's a tzorech rabbah, might argue with this. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, to avoid the problem. He doesn't quote all the Achronim, but he's aware of these Achronim, so, you know, he's probably basing himself on that. So he says, to avoid the problem, stay on the safe side, light the candle in a room where you're going to benefit from it. Then it's avada mutter. But if not, he says, I guess you can rely on those poskim, and I would certainly say today, would almost, if one could argue today, would almost stare somebody simple yontif. I mean, the people get very, you know, matters relating to Misa, whatever it is, people get very particular, they get very nervous, you know, if something isn't lit, people are afraid, you know, they'll miss one Kaddish, it's like, you know, people get very, I'm not trying to criticize, but I know people, you know, that come back, I've been, only because I've been called, the guy's coming back from business trip, he's not coming back to Tinek till 1:30 in the morning, and he wants to make a mire of men, you know, I don't know, huh? What? Yeah, okay, they want to say, got 10 people here, and what if he missed the Kaddish, not the end of the world, or some people, you know, they'll dive into Ashkelon Minyan, but the next minute, oh, they're almost up the Kaddish, wait another minute, hop on the Kaddish, you know, and people get very particular about it. They tell a person you can't light a yahrzeit candle. I mean, I once had the Shiloh attack and someone forgot to light it, so okay, they're very upset, so I think it's enough of a Torah, certainly today, because it's such a widespread practice. Just that, I heard a story, someone told me recently, there was a guy, I don't know if it was a Kaddish story, a guy just wanted to dive on a Minyan, because he went in Yerushalayim, so, you know, you have places where there's Shtiblach, you know. So you get minyanim all, you know, almost not, apparently not quite 24/7. You know, maybe like 27. And this guy was there like 2:30 in the morning. So and there was no, there was no minyan. He went to Zichron Moshe, you know, in the back of Gula. And he went to the shtibul there across the street from the Gersa Sarmstock. So he's and there were two other guys there apparently. And there's no prayer of getting a minyan. This guy had a chav, one daven. I don't get it. Say God is the yard, or whatever it was. But he had a chav. Who's going to get it this hour of the morning? So he called a taxi cab company. And he says he needs 7 taxi cabs to come to this place. You know, so they said, sorry, we only have at this hour 3 cabs available. Go see, so he took their 3 cabs. He wants Jewish drivers, you know, which people for security reasons want anyway now. All right, so they say, call a different company. Really, he got these 7 cabs to come. They came, they probably thought there was a wedding letting out to some, you know, bar mitzvah, so it was ending very, very late. They pull up there, the street, the dessert, these guys are listening. This guy comes out and said, look, I called you because, you know, there's a taxi cab driver, they're Jews, but they weren't, you know, necessarily from Jews. So he said, I need you for a minion. And at first, they're like a little pretend. He goes, turn on your meters. I will pay you for your time. So turn the meters on. You'll come in. You'll make a minion. And you go back to the cars. And I will pay you for, you know, for the time. So the way the story was that I heard it was, you know, after the minute was over, he wanted to pay them. They said, Chassid Shalom, you're a Mizaka. So the guy said, he hadn't done mine in 20 years, you know, and now you're a Mizaka. So Kriyas Mayim Damina. So no one took any money, and this guy's a Mizaka. Only Rishon could be such a story like that. But anyway, but people do get very, very excited about, you know, Kaddish and things relating, because it is, it's a matter, I'm not trying to denigrate, it's a matter of covet for the parents and so on. And that's the line of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, Kain Ner Shomitza Shulach. That's enough to take it out of the claw of Nesham Batal. And these other Achron that we saw, the Mefakbrik a little bit about it. Maybe it wasn't so widespread in their community. Maybe, you know, it was. But I think today, I think even among non-religious Jews, no, the Yorkshire candles, I mean, you can buy Yorkshire candles on Pesach. It's pretty widespread practice. One of the few things people do. So I think it's probably enough of a mitzvah to allow it to be lit. Okay.
Okay.